It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutations or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this opportunity to be and participate in this silsila, blessings of Quran of Madani channel. In this silsila we will discuss the ayat number 35 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ صدق الله العظيم. And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise and eat therefrom in abundance as you like. But do not approach this tree, lest you become one of the oppressors. This was the literal translation of the verse number 35. From Kanzul Iman Sharif. Now, as usual, we will try to understand this Ayah Karima word by word. The Ayah Karima begins with Qulna. We said to Adam alayhi salam. And when was that said? When Shaitan was rejected and he was chased out from the Jama'at, from the group of angels and from Jannat and from all other high ranks and places. After all that had happened, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam uskun anta. Although both of them, Adam alayhi salam and his wife, Hazrat Habba radiallahu ta'ala anha, both went to Jannat. But the real purpose was to send Hazrat Adam alayhi salam into Jannat. And Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha went into Jannat because of him. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentions the name of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. He does not mention the name of his wife. Ya Adam muskun anta wa zawjuka. The word zauj means spouse in English. wife can be called Zawj, and the husband can also be called Zawj. And it would be understood from the discussion whether you are talking about the wife or you are talking about the husband. And sometimes, to make it easy, word Zawja is used for wife and Zawj is used for husband. But in Arabic dictionary, Zawj does give the meaning of both the spouses, husband and wife. But here there was no need to say Zawja, because the story itself will tell you whether we're talking about husband or we're talking about wife. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka. O Adam, dwell you and your spouse. So who is the spouse? Who could be the spouse of a man? It has to be a woman. So therefore, here there is no confusion. Therefore, the word zawj is used without adding any ha at the end, which will give the meaning of feminine. What were the reasons that Hazrat Hawwa radiallahu ta'ala anha was sent into Jannat with Adam alayhi salam? Ulama ikram have explained few reasons, and inshallah we will discuss them. The one reason which ulama ikram have given is that to strengthen the heart of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, so he can stay in Jannat with satisfaction. He must not feel lonely. So she was there to give him company and to take the loneliness away from him. And the second reason is that she is woman, she is Adam alayhi salam's wife, and she must see the houses in Jannat and the decorations of the houses in Jannat, the cleanliness. So she can learn all that, and the plan, the divine plan is actually that they are going to be sent back as before the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want to appoint Adam alayhi salam as Khalifa. So the plan was there to make him as a Khalifa on the earth. So they were there to learn. They were there in the Jannat to learn. So she can learn how to do the housekeeping. And the third reason is that so she can get familiar with the jewelry of Jannat. Jewelry is the decoration of women. And the jewelry was made and given, and those beautiful clothes, garments were prepared and given. So she can use that and wear them and familiarize herself with that style, that this is for the ladies, this is for women. So when they are one day sent back, she knows what to wear. And then her children can learn from her, and then in human being, those type of actions and the wearings and decorations can be established. So these were some of the reasons that she was sent with Hazrat Adam alayhi salam into Jannat. Everybody accepts and understands that Adam alayhi salam was born, or Adam alayhi salam was created rather, around Kaabatullah Sharif, in that area where the Makkah Sharif is. But there is a difference of opinion in the creation of Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, where was she created. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they say that Hazrat Hawa was created in the Jannat. One day Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was sleeping, and she was created from the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. So if we take this opinion of scholars, then the meaning of the ayat would be that, O Adam, you should keep on staying in Jannat together with your wife. So it's not about entry, because entry is already there. So then the meaning of the ayat would be, stay. Stay there where you are. Or keep on staying. And the other opinion of scholars is, which is reported from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and many other sahaba, that one day the angels, they put lightful crown on the head of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and gave him a garment to wear, beautiful, lightful, and made him sit on a throne. And Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha was decorated with so many different jewels. And after that, they were taken to Jannat. So in this narration, it shows that she was created on the earth. Because after decoration going to Jannat, what does that mean? That she wasn't in the Jannat before. So if we take this understanding into consideration, then the meaning of the ayat would be that, O Adam, you and your wife should go and live in the Jannat. So whichever opinion of Sahaba Ikram would be more authentic to any of the scholar of Quran or to any of the commentator of Quran, he would then translate the verse according to that understanding. And then the word Al-Jannah is mentioned. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjukal jannata. O Adam, you and your wife dwell in the Jannat. So what is meant by the word Jannat? The Mufassirin, the commentators of Quran Kareem have said that it means that Jannat which will be granted to the pious people in the Akhirah as a reward. That Jannat. Jannat doesn't mean here literally a garden. It refers to that Jannat, which is also known as Bahisht, which the pious people, believers, will get as a reward in the hereafter. So in that Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his wife to live. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَا مِنْهَا. Eat from it. So the Jannat was full of fruits, full of delicious, edible things. So permission is given. Because the whole purpose is to train them, to give them the experience. An experience will not complete if things are shown to him only. So therefore, common permission was given to eat the ni'mats from the Jannah, to eat the food from the Jannah, to eat the fruit from the Jannah. So he can understand things, he can learn things. And then in eating and enjoying Jannah, it was not because of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Hawa is eating, or because of Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is eating. No. They both were totally independent and free. That's why the word is used, wakula. Both of you. Eat, both of you. So in the first ayat, in the beginning of the ayat, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ, there the name of Adam a.s. is mentioned, his wife's name is not mentioned. So there we understand that she went because of him. But when they are in already in the Jannah, then the permission to eat is equally granted to both of them. So you eat what you want to eat. And then, although it's not mentioned that you can drink as well, but that is included, that all the mashroob, all the juices, everything that is there to drink, the water, the honey, the milk, that is included in that. Like for example, you invite someone for food, for a meal. So you don't have to say that, give the detail that I'll offer you bread, roti and the curry and then soda and then the juice and then this and that. Everything is included in that. So they were allowed to drink whatever they wanted to drink and they were allowed to eat whatever they wanted to eat from the Jannah. And then the word Raghadan shows that there were no prohibition, there were no restrictions on them as far as the Jannati foods are concerned, the ni'mats are concerned, the fruits are concerned, and whatever they want to eat and how much they want to eat, because this word is mentioned in abundance, no restrictions. Why? They can eat as much as they want to eat and how much they want to eat because they had no fear that the ni'mats will come to an end. The food of the Jannah, the fruit of the Jannah will come to an end. There was no fear of that. And secondly, the food of Jannah was digested very easily. So there is no problem of that. You will not get sick. Normally, you can't eat much because you might get sick. You might have food poisoning. You might not be able to digest the food. But that problem is not in the Jannah. So therefore, the permission was granted. Eat as much you like. And then this eating was not to kill the hunger. Oh, because the hunger is disturbing you and making you restless, so you must eat so you can get satisfaction. No, this wasn't the reason, and that won't be the reason in the Jannah that people will eat something. They will actually eat just to have the pleasure, just to enjoy. And then the word حَيْثُ شَيْتُمَا indicates that you are given permission to go anywhere in the Jannah, any part of the Jannah. There are many levels in the Jannah, and each level has different atmosphere, different taste of water, different type of air, different palaces, different colors. All those places are there. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were given the permission to go any way they want to go. So what was the reason? The reason is this, that so they can go and see all the setups in the Jannah, all the palaces, colors, how to make this room and how to make that room. So when they come back, they have a sketch in their mind that when you want to dwell in any place, you want to make a city, you want to make a village where people can live with proper civilization. So how they should live, how they should make their homes, how they can live comfortably and save themselves from many problems. Of course, when you are living in an open area, there would be problems because of sun, because of heat, because of cold, because of wind. You need protection. When you work during the day and at the night you want to come back and you want to rest, you need to rest with peaceful mind. There must be some sort of roof on your head, some walls around you, so you feel protected, you feel safe. So these concepts, these ideas, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawwa radiallahu ta'ala anha brought from Jannat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا. Now here, there's something else that was going to be taught, another training. Because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his children, the plan is that they would live on the ground, and there will be many things which would be allowed to them, and there will be many things which would not be allowed to them. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salam can get that training in the Jannat, that do this, do that, all is allowed, but don't do one thing. So he must get used to the idea that when our Lord gives an order not to do something, then I should stay away from it. So for this reason, ulama ikram have said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Hazrat Adam alayhi salam not to go near or even closer to that tree, not to eat from that. And then it is said, Hazihi shajarata. This tree. So from here we understand it's a special tree. And there are four opinions of ulama ikram about that tree. The first opinion is that that was wheat, a grain of wheat. But it was Jannati wheat, not the wheat of the dunya. The size of it was equal to the neck of an ox, and sweeter than honey, and tastier and softer than the butter. So that is one opinion. And ulama ikram have said that this is the reason that the majority of the awlad, the progeny of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's food has become wheat, because of that reason. And it is true that most of the people living on the surface of this earth, their food is wheat. Although in some areas, millimil, corn, is, as in Urdu we say, makai, is also the food of certain people, but the maximum of the people, their food is wheat. And another opinion is that it was grape. And one opinion is that it was injir, fig. And that is the reason that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when he came out of the Jannat, he was wearing the fig leaves. Actually, he covered himself because the Jannati garments was taken away, so he had to cover himself. So he covered himself with the leaves of the tree of fig. And of course, that was a Jannati tree, and the size of leaves must have been big as well. I mean, even the fig tree, which is here in this dunya, which grows in this world, the size of the leaf is quite big. So the Jannati fig and the size of its leaves must be quite big. So he was able to cover himself. And the fourth opinion is that it was such a tree that if you eat from it, then you will feel the need to relieve yourself. Because every other food that or fruit that was in the Jannat, when you eat, you only burp. There's no need of relieving yourself. So this was one particular fruit or food that you eat, you have to relieve yourself. And of course, relieving yourself means you take impurity out from your system, and Jannat was not the place to take out impurity from your system. So therefore, when the need was there to relieve himself, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, then they were ordered to go out of the Jannat, because Jannat is not the place for that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, that if you do not follow this instruction, if you go and eat from that tree, that you may become one of the oppressors. And we will discuss, inshallah, what it means to become an oppressor, especially when this word is used for a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal, what it means at that time compared to when it is used for ordinary people. Now the summary, this was word by word what we have discussed. Now let's see the summary of it. We have understood that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was created to live on the ground. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels that I'm going to appoint a khalifa in the earth. So the plan was to keep him in the earth. Plan was not to keep him in the Jannat. So all that what was happening was a preface for the preparation, so he can fulfill that responsibility of being successor, of being deputy, of being Khalifa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The angels, they accepted his greatness, they prostrated to him, and they took the oath of being faithful to him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam that, go to Jannat, take your wife, eat whatever you want to eat, enjoy, have visit, go on this beautiful tour. Just don't eat one thing. And that is a fruit from wheat or fig or grape, or from that particular tree which causes person to relieve himself. And then if you eat from that tree, then there'll be a problem. And a calamity would strike you, you will be in trouble. Now this was what is being said in the Ayah Kareema. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Hazrat Adam alayhi salam in the Jannat? Because if the whole plan was to make him Khalifa on the earth, then the question arises, why did he keep him in the Jannat for a few days? Ulama ikram have said that there are beautiful wisdoms. When a king appoints someone for a big task, so first of all, the requirement is that you must have this qualification and that qualification. And after that, they send that person on a special training. Even if they want to appoint an ambassador to another country, A, B, C, D is the requirement for becoming an ambassador. So you pass the test, you qualify, and then they say, okay, go for 3 months or 4 months, another training, another study. That would prepare you to do this work perfectly. So that's a system. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to give that responsibility of being Khalifa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal on the earth and gave him all the knowledge, that is his qualification. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends him for a training. He's on training. So that's the one reason. And the second reason is, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam can live there, he can rule the angels, he can see the palaces and the houses and the gardens and the farms, all that in the Jannat. He can see the ni'mats, he can use the ni'mats of the Jannat, he can eat the fruits and the foods of the Jannat. And he has also heard prohibition of something, and then mistake was made, and then the displeasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal because of that mistake, so he got the taste of that as well. And then leaving something which was very beloved to him, and that was Jannat. How hard and how sad it must have been for him when he left. So he went through all that. Now because he himself and his children were going to face all these problems in the dunya, so therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and his wife to the Jannat. So they can have first-hand experience. They can see all these ups and downs. So when they back in the dunya to establish the Khilafat, then nothing will be new to them. So they'll be well prepared to face any situation, any condition that would arise in front of them. So this was the reason that although the divine plans were to keep them on the ground, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still took them into the Jannat. From this ayah kareema, we learn some beautiful madani flowers. We know that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam had wife. And how he had wife? He made nikah with her. And also it is mentioned that he paid mahar, and the mahar was reading 10 times durood, salutations and salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. So nikah is a ni'mat. Nikah is a ni'mat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And there are hundreds of benefits of the dunya and the deen. There is no such ibadat which was started right from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and right up to the day of Qiyamah except nikah and iman, because iman was always there and every believer had the iman and on the all the believers, they make nikah as well. Therefore, in Quran Kareem, only those prophets are mentioned who made nikah. Even Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, his name is mentioned. He will come back and he'll make nikah. And Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam also made nikah, but he did not made himself involved in the pleasure of nikah. He kept himself away. That's why he's called husur. Husur doesn't mean that person didn't marry. It means that he did not engage himself in the pleasure of nikah, but he didn't make nikah. Secondly, we understand that wives are great bounties and ni'mats of Jannat. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam's wife in the Jannat to support him, to take his loneliness away, to make him feel at home, to make him feel comfortable. So therefore, the hoors in the Jannat, the maidens of Jannat, are also the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who believe that hoors don't exist, they are wrong. They do exist. Why do they exist? Because they are the ni'mats. And in Jannat, you will get all the ni'mats. They'll be the wives of the Jannatis. And we understand that Jannat has been created. Jannat is not just in visualization. Rather, it is reality. It's not a fantasy. The Jannat does exist. That is the reason that Adam alayhi salam went into Jannat, lived there. He ate the fruits and the ni'mats of Jannat, and he came back. So if Jannat doesn't exist, then what is the meaning of all these mentioning in Quran Kareem? So that tells you that the Jannat is already made. It's not something that's going to be made. And we understand that people are created or born in four ways. One is in normal way from the mother and the father. And other way is that without mother and father. And that is like Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And one way is that without the mother. And that is the creation of Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. She is not born from the womb of a mother. She was created from the rib of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And the fourth one is without the father. And that is the example of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. So, end of the day, we understand that it is in the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal how He wants to create. Although His law is that man and woman, they will meet and a baby would be born. Like, it happens. As we all are born, we have mother, we have father. But this law is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants to create a human being, besides this law, He's powerful. He's not bound by this law. This law is also His creation. So if He wants to do, He can do that. So this is a perfect example. That if He wants to create human being, Without Father, he can create Jesus Christ. He can create Isa alayhi salam. So if anyone believes that Jesus Christ, Isa alayhi salam, is Son of Almighty because he didn't have a father, then what are you going to say about Adam alayhi salam because he doesn't have mother and father? So then he should have more right to be God, na'uzubillah. These are the signs of the power, the qudra of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us proper and thorough understanding of Quran and Hadith. And these opportunities are always there in the mahal, in the environment of Dawat-e-Islam. So wherever you are in the world, join Dawat-e-Islam, attend weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima's of Dawat-e-Islam, travel in Madini Qafilas. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islam is making a great progress in the world. It has reached to hundreds of countries. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success and more success to the work of Dawat-e-Islam, because in this work we are safe and we are secured. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawat-e-Islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.